Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. When I started, I was really more about the sex, and now it's more, it's a lot about the sex too. Don't get me wrong. There's still a fair amount of sex going on. There's just more intimacy. You sent me a text the other day and you said, I think we should have vaginal sex. Vaginal sex. And that just cracked me up because I was like, I thought I was the only one that says vagina. I needed the slapping and the choking. All right, everyone. Well, it's time for another Q&A. Hey, you know, I just realized I'm seriously falling behind on the Q&A. This is only my third one of this year. So, I don't even know what to say for myself at this point. This third year is a train wreck. I'll openly admit it. And as a matter of fact, I think there's a question later in this Q&A somewhat related to that. So anyway, but let's jump right in. The first question is, I loved your butt plug podcast. Have you been wearing it lately? Well, no, I have not been wearing it lately. That was sort of a task or something I was asked to do by Cowboy N. And I really just had it in too long. As far as wearing it out, you know, in public like that, no. But I have, however, been wearing it, you know, during sex lately, and had it in the other night with Cowboy N, and it was quite pleasing until he took it out and shoved his big old cock back there. So that was good too. I'm not going to lie. That was good too. But it really feels good when you wear it during sex. It just feels, you know, it's like double penetration. It feels amazing. So yes, I was wearing it, but in a sexual way, not out, you know, just wearing it around. No more of that. I'm a little gun shy after what happened the other day. And you know what? If I do it, I'll probably do. I think it's a silicone one or rubber one. I would opt for that if I was wearing it out and about versus the heavier stainless steel one. Or if I did do the stainless steel one, I just need to do it for a shorter amount of time because the first time I did it was fine. But the second time, you know, in that Target incident, not so good. That could have gone really, really, really wrong. It almost did. It just about did. I wonder what the guys watching the cameras, you know, that saw that were thinking, like, is she going to shit her pants? What's going on with this woman? Okay, next question. What's going on with you and BE? Well, I saw we got together a few weeks ago and had just a lovely time. I adore that man. Simply adore him. He's a serious catch, no doubt about it. And we were trying to plan on something in July. Now, he wants to come see me where I am for 4th of July, and I actually needed to follow up with him about that, as it's coming up pretty soon. So, we'll see. But, I mean, you know, B.E. is just a special guy. And so, you know, what's going on is we're just trying to kind of figure out, you know, where we're going to land, I think. And also just being there for each other as friends too. So we have a great relationship. I mean, just as far as I feel like the openness, the honesty, the connection, you know, the sexual chemistry. He's definitely, I mean, I don't mind saying this. He's, you know, he's definitely 1,000%. This guy's husband material. I mean, if ever there was, like I say, I can't believe he's still single. I don't know how this has happened. And so we'll see. We will see. I will definitely keep everyone posted on the BE front. Okay. Will you ever do another podcast with your two friends, Marianne and Ginger? The three of you were very entertaining. You know, I don't know if I did this. Did I put this question in another podcast? I hope not. But if I did, sorry. I kind of thought that I'd overlooked it. But yes, I hope to. You know, we're trying to coordinate our schedules. I was just with Marianne and her skipper. And actually, we were all together with me, Marianne, Skipper, and Cowboy N. That's been very fun. So we should have all done one together. That would have been fun. But we didn't. I don't know if Skipper wants to be on a podcast, but I'm with Marianne quite a bit. I need to get Ginger. We've been trying to coordinate our schedules, and you know how that goes. Sometimes it's just everybody's going a zillion different directions. It's the summertime, and we're all pretty busy. But yes, we do want to all get together again and do another podcast, and I think it will be very fun. So, and they are very entertaining, and yes, there's definitely, that's on my list of to-dos, is to get the girls together again and do another one. So, and I know there's a lot more to talk about at this point. So that's the good news for the listeners. We all have a lot to talk about, lots of fun, little sexy adventures. So yes, hopefully I will pull that one off. You know, I'll try to maybe do that in the next 30 days. Okay. So thank you. And I forget the gentleman's name who sent that in. I don't have that right in front of me. I didn't transfer that, but you emailed that question in, and I will definitely try to work on that for you. All right. Okay. Next one. Where have you been lately? You are not podcasting as much. Well, that's true. That's true. I know. I'm hoping to make it to 100 episodes by the end of the year. And, you know, it's just been, you know what I think? Well, here's what's going on is that it's more, when I started, I was really more about the sex. And now it's a lot about the sex too. Don't get me wrong. There's still a fair amount of sex going on. It's just more, there's just more intimacy. You know, the I word, there it is. Yes, there's just more, you know, what happened was, out of that, you know, original group, I think there was like, you know, 10 guys I kind of went crazy with. And out of that group, you know, I formed some really strong, poignant, meaningful, you know, deep connections. And that's what I'm more kind of focused on right now. And I like it. It's definitely, I've tried to kind of switch back into mechanical mode a bit. I just think maybe that space and time is done, or it's on the shelf, or, you know, but it's not, I'm not active with that kind of mindset right now. So yeah, it's different. And also I'm going to be winding. This is the third and final year for sure. I am winding it down because I can't I guess, you know, really provide the content that I did before when I was, as I did before when I was more wild. you know, I don't know. So, you know, the tone has definitely shifted, as you're picking up on. And I'm doing different things with it. You know, it's more about talking to other people and just interviewing others and getting their input and things like that. People that can throw in other things, other points of view. But I think my, you know, the original wildness that was there that I brought to the table initially is that's softened and changed. And, you know, that's really because there's been some very influential people that I've gotten attached to. And I can't deny those attachments. And I don't want to, you know. And so so I'm a little more focused on that, which is, yeah, it feels good. That feels right for me right now. Okay. Let's see. The next question is, that's Cowboy Ann. We're talking about where we're going to go to dinner tonight. Okay. Oh, next question. What's up with you and Sir Inc? You two have great chemistry. Is there anything going on there? Now I threw this question in there because I get this does come up a lot. People listen to you. It's funny. People will hear you and everybody's in somebody's camp, you know, like camp, the Cowboy Inn camp, the BE, you know, it just depends, but you know, who's on there. And obviously, I just love talking to Sir Inc, and we do have good chemistry, and he's really interesting. And I like the way he looks at things. I like the way, you know, and it's easy for me to talk to him. It's just strange. I mean, there's certain people I'm really comfortable expressing myself with, and I do it easily. And that's what you're hearing. That is what you're hearing. You know, is really the level of comfort and the friendship and that and. And you're right. You know, you're right. There's a level of chemistry there, absolutely. And so, let me go back here to the question. Is there anything going on there? No. We don't have a relationship that's sexual in nature. There's a lot of fun flirting. And I will say this, which this was, I thought, hilarious. And I know he was being, you know, funny about it, but he sent me a text the other day and he said, I think we should have vaginal sex. Vaginal sex. And that just cracked me up because I was like, I thought I was the only one that says vagina. I think he must secretly like that word too. I secretly like it. I just think like vagina. A lot of people do not like that word. They're turned off by it. But, you know, I'm like, yes, a vaginal sex. Okay, that could be an idea. There's a thought. Yeah, there's a good idea. But it just, you know, and I know he's being flirtatious and being funny too at the same time. Vaginal sex. Who the fuck says vaginal sex? Seriously, you say it to be funny. And anyway, so yes, we're contemplating vaginal sex. I like him and I enjoy him and he's a great contributor. And I actually have probably, I haven't put out there, but like 3 more hours worth of conversations that we have. I still need to, I just reminded myself of that. I still need to get, you know, edited and posted. And we have another topic that we want to cover. You know, what we'll do is we'll kick around these good ideas. We're like, you know, what's something like really fun to talk about? And then we'll just all of a sudden, you know, we'll be brainstorming and then poof, it'll pop, you know, it'll pop in there. And yes, I'll go, yeah, that's great. I mean, like, I know that when I hit that subject with him, it'll be really fun. So we do have another one coming up, and then that other 3 hours, I'll have to figure out how to weave that in there too. But like I said, I want to get to 100 by the end of the year, 100 podcasts. So I think so far this might be, once this comes out, this might be 84. So that, you know, it's all going to come out. It's all coming out. So just if you're enjoying the Layla Sir Inc. dynamic, just hold on tight. There's more to come, and you know, you never know what'll happen. So just keep following along for that one. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Just finished your most recent podcast. Love it. Have you ever looked into an app vibe? I think you'd love it. It's hot, especially when someone else is controlling it when you are out, even if they aren't with you. It's fucking hot. The one I have is small but packs a good punch. Also, the only cute silicone plugs I've found have cheesy sayings on them like spank me, etc. Oh, also, give anal beads a shot. Different feel, but tons of fun too. Okay, so obviously this was in response to my butt plug. The podcast I did about my butt plug. Me and my butt plug, me and my adventures in butt plugism. And I've never done, you know what? I think that would be hot too. I mean, I've never done the butt plug, or I'm sorry, the app with, you know, where someone else is controlling it and buzzing you. And I would totally do that. Yeah, in a heartbeat. And I will look into that, and I appreciate the suggestion. And since you bring up the anal beads, I want to try those too. Yes, that does seem hot. So I'm going to try those as well. Although I'm not sure, do you just kind of like stuff them in and pop them in one by one until you're full, or what do we do here? Someone needs to help me with this. I'm going to have to like reach out there and defer to, I'll have to either ask, you know, Sir Inc. or Cowboy Inn or BE, you know, like, how do you get going with the anal beads? But I think that'd be kind of fun. And I think they're lighter too, so I wouldn't have to worry about them falling out. I'm assuming this. But anybody has any insight into the anal beads, please feel free to message me about that or email me about that. And I'd love to get your 2 cents. Okay. I've been following your podcast from the beginning. It's time for you to settle down and pick one of these guys. Well, I am moving in that direction. I think that's what the other person, you know, that commented on, you know, me kind of slowing down with the podcasting. I am moving in that direction. You know, when I started this, just the experimenting and having some different partners and having zero attachment or expectation was just what I needed. It was exactly what I wanted, just what I needed. And I did that. But then, you know, I formed some attachments, and now I'm more about the great sex with the great chemistry, with the all that lust and desire, because you really dig this person, and there's romantic feelings as well as the hot physical lust and all that. And, you know, truthfully, it's obviously taken me a while to get to that point, but it's nice. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I don't know that I could go back to kind of machine mode, you know, where I was just completely unattached. I have, you know, it's like, that's a side of my personality, and I don't mind it. It serves me well for certain things and a lot of things, and it's a great kind of tool to have, and, you know, to be able to pull that person out, you know, and have that Layla in my back pocket. But it's just strange. I mean, I literally just don't have the desire to be that person anymore. And I've tried a couple, you know, I've tried a couple times, actually. You know, I've kind of given it a shot. Like, okay, you know, I'm getting all these points of contact and, you know, new guys on the radar, and I haven't bitten, you know, like I haven't said, okay, yes, let's meet. Okay, yes, let's fuck. It's weird. I just don't have the drive for it right now at all. And I'm just really more about the connections that I have and the strong feelings that I have for, you know, some of these guys. It's really just, that's what's directing me and my attention right now. I think I'm moving towards, you know, when you say settle down, pick one, that kind of thing. Oh, I definitely, it's moving in that direction. I mean, it's definitely kind of coming to a head, you know, so to speak. Like, I need to just, I need to just really kind of, I'd love to just have more of like a primary relationship. And then depending on what that person, how that person felt about it, being able to, you know, go outside of that primary relationship if I felt like it or if I wanted to. But it's interesting because, like, right now, you know, so like with, let's take Mr. Big, for example. He's fine with me having quote unquote boyfriends. What he doesn't want me having, which I totally understand, is emotional, a deeper emotional connection with someone else other than him. And that makes sense to me. I get it. So, and I would assume that anybody that would allow me to go outside of our relationship, our primary relationship, would say the same thing. And, you know, for me, the converse would be true too. I mean, obviously, you know, so that's definitely food for thought, something to think about. And I don't even know. It's funny because now that I have the option to, like with Mr. Big, I freely do. That is fine. But it's kind of like, you know, I don't know how much I'd really be doing that. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I really don't know how much I'd really be doing that. It's nice to have the option, though. So we'll see. And, you know, kind of to just circle back a little bit on, you know, on picking one, I am. I think that's where I'm at right now, is kind of really trying to figure out what direction to go, with whom, and how all that would work, you know? Would this be strictly monogamous, or would there be the option to be with someone else? And if I do have the option to be with someone else, who is that other person? And can it be somebody else that I also have very strong feelings for? I don't know. I think that's, you know, there's, without having to pick one, there's still conflicts to some degree. For me, you know, I think a little bit for them too, but for me especially, because I just, I don't know, it's hard. It's like I said, so if I just, you know, I think it has to be, you got to go with one person that primarily you love. You love them. And then whomever is on the side that you see, you can't really love them too. I mean, not the same way. I mean, you could be fond of them, but you can't be in love with somebody else too. I think it really muddies the waters. So that's where my head's at on that one. And so that's, so again, back to the question here, or the statement, you know, like, why don't you just pick one? I'm sort of trying, that's kind of what I'm trying to do here in year three. I think I'm working on that. Just seeing where I'll go, off in what direction. I think I kind of know inherently, but yeah, I'm definitely on that. I'm with you on that. I'm with you. That's a good question. Good insight there. Yes, I'm on that path. Okay. Oh, here's kind of a, not a little confrontational question, but I thought I'd throw this in there. And this person says, you don't sound like a very good sub to me. You don't know what it means to be collared. And you don't even understand your own subspace. Well, you know, I threw this in there because it's actually kind of relevant to me right now. I don't know that I've said it before, but, you know, I don't know that I am a good sub or not. I really think that that's to be defined between the other person on the other side of that equation, myself and him. And I, you know, of course, do I have my moments where I think like, oh my gosh, I'm not experienced at this. I don't know. And that may be sort of frustrating for Cowboy N and, or even anybody, let's say, that were to be in that position with me right now, not, you know, really where I'm just sort of figuring this stuff out still. There's parts of me that definitely, you know, I agree with this comment, and I'm not maybe offended by it the way the person that sent it in maybe had hoped it would rile me up. It doesn't rile me up because I don't completely disagree. And as far as, you know, understanding what a collared sub is, again, I say that is about the agreement between you and the other person in that dynamic. I don't believe there's a set rule book for it. I don't. I think if it works for the two people involved, that's, there you go. That's all you need to accomplish. And then as far as understanding my own subspace, well, to some degree, that's true. I'm just, you know, there's new things happen and unfold all the time. With every encounter I have, you know, with Cowboy, and there's something different. I mean, practically every time, whether it's a big revelation or small revelation, something new, you know, comes of it. Like the other night, I was with him And I really, for the first time, I felt like I really needed, the slapping and the choking. I'm like, I needed it, like, bad. And I got it, you know. I had to kind of ask for it, but it has become that type of interaction has a purpose in my life. I mean, it has meaning. It's tied to certain feelings in me or certain, you know, things or stressors or, you know, whatever's coming up for me in my outside the bedroom in my real life. It's nice to have that outlet and to recognize I need this. Before, I was drawn to it and I was saying I need this, but I didn't have like a tangible instance in my day. You know, I was more kind of craving it because it was exciting and I liked it and hot and all that. But now something can trigger that, the need of that, something I can put my finger on. And So it's evolving, you know. It just keeps changing and evolving as I'm learning more about it and how it relates to me. And so I'm okay with saying that. I mean, I don't see why that should be an issue with anybody. Again, it's about it only should be an issue if it's not satisfactory to me in some way or the other person involved on the other side of this, that does that type of play with me. And, you know, barring that, I mean, somebody's opinion is just their opinion, and I'm not going to get riled up or offended or bothered by it when there's some truth to it. So, yeah, I mean, there you go. I freaked out a little bit about the collar thing. I didn't know what it meant exactly. Definitely there was Cowboy Ann and I had a conversation about it after he realized that there was some confusion on my part. And I'm clear on what it means between he and I. So there you go. And then the subspace thing is just, I think that'll be evolving I just think that's going to be kind of a moving target for a while. And again, I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with it. It's interesting and fascinating and exciting. And it's not like anything I've ever encountered before. It's very, very, it's fucking deep. I mean, it gives a whole different meaning to just the type of dynamic I have with Cowboy Inn. Because it's not like anything I've ever experienced before, so. You know, to me, it's like, whoa, it definitely rocks my world. I mean, it definitely blows my mind, rocks my world, surprises me all the time. And it's sometimes it's exciting and fun and thrilling, and other times scares the crap out of me, and it makes me want to run completely the other direction. Sometimes I don't handle it that great. I will not lie about that. Sometimes I just am like, uh-oh, you know, run from this. But I don't. And so because of that, I get to keep going deeper with it. So there we go. Mr. Grumpy Pants, the person that sent this in, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but, well, they gave themselves a male name, so I'll just assume it's just Mr. Judgy Boots. Thank you for your comment. Okay, here we go. Last question. Several episodes back, you said you wanted to stop being an emotional chicken shit. Have you done that? Well, you know, I go through phases of, like, I think a lot of growth, and I'm like, hey, I'm really proud of myself. And then I go through other phases. I'm going through a really introspective, a little bit withdrawn phase. And it just happens, you know. I'm just a thinker. I'm a thinker, a deep thinker. And I like to do my best to think about stuff, you know, before I say anything. Because every time I don't and I just open my yap and let shit fly in the heat of the moment and things like that, it doesn't go well. And the emotional chicken shit thing, you know, that comes up, that's me reacting and pulling back and withdrawing and sort of walling up. And I'm much better at, when I'm doing that, I know I'm doing it. I catch it. I might kind of ponder, mull it over, chew on it, kick it around for a day. Sometimes it brings forth something I want to talk about. And other times, you know, I just make the decision that it's just something I got to move past. You know, fuck it. I got to move past it. I don't want to wreck what I have. And so I try to push past it. But it's still there. I mean, yeah, it's still there. It's just I think I handle it differently. I handle it differently. I'll go through it with somebody as opposed to just not, you know, just basically saying, nope, I'm done. Don't want to walk this walk with you. So in that sense, yeah, I'd say that I am doing better. And I definitely want to. I want to, you know, get past it. It's really interesting how certain people trigger it in me and other people don't. You know, other people, I don't, Mr. Big will trigger it in me a little bit, not so much. And then BE does not really trigger it in me a little bit, but he's the mildest, the least of the triggers. I would put Mr. Big kind of smack dab in the middle, and then Cowboy N just pushes that button all the fucking time. Where I'm like, okay, I'm running towards him. No, I'm running away. I'm running towards him. I'm running, you know, so like that's the extreme that I'm on. But I'm hanging in there with it. So yes, I'm making strides. How about that? Have I stopped completely? No. I don't know that I'll ever 100% stop, but I'm definitely getting better with it. So there you go. All right. Well, I hope that answered your questions, and keep listening because, again, more fun things to come. Got to try to get some more Sir Ink, some more Ginger and Marianne. Hopefully some more Cowboy Ann. Maybe in the next few days here I'll get another recording. And then I would love to have B.E. back on too, because I think he's definitely got some interesting stuff to add. So, all right, everyone, take care and follow up with me soon because there's more to come. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.